This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It was an interesting story. You know, I've talked a lot on this show about, you know, and again, we're very clear about what we do here, and we make it an equal opportunity platform, hopefully, for both Republicans and Democrats. And the one thing I've talked about is that, you know, competitive government leads usually to positive government. And it's not competitive enough in Connecticut. We need more Republicans serving. We need more serving at the state legislature. And it's not being a pro-Republican stance. It's being a good government stance. And so when you see somebody young who's serving and they're serving on the Republican side, it's notable. So there's a nice piece in The Current by Helen Bennett. You can go to current.com and read it about Liam Anaya, a 24-year-old UConn grad who is now serving on the Brookfield Zoning Board of Appeals. And he joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. It's a real honor to be on. I'm doing well.
It's great. And I love that you're involved and, you know, that you're civic-minded, you know, at 24. I mean, I didn't even have a job with healthcare till I was 26, so you're ahead of the game. And so I think you deserve credit, you know, regardless for making those choices. I guess for people who don't know the story, don't know you, can you just talk a little bit about why and how you got into politics?
Sure. Well, it started when I was in high school, and I've always had an interest in land use because there's this website called Historic Aerials, and it lets you go back in time and see kind of in Google Earth what different areas looked like in the past. And I would look at Brookfield in different parts of Connecticut, and you could see how it evolved over the past 100 years, and you realize how local policies on zoning really affected that. And that always interested me about how local government affects the way that we live today.
Huh. That's an interesting niche. And, you know, I started some issues, you know, environmental issues where, you know, something that's the woods now could have been, you know, a farmed field 200 years ago. Like, things change and people don't even necessarily realize it. But when it comes to development, that kind of almost like time lapse is pretty fascinating. So that's why you gravitated toward zoning. What was it like when you made the decision to sort of get more active in terms of getting involved with you know, how the policy goes in the town?
Well, I've been involved with the Republican Party and volunteering on some local campaigns. And I just met the people that were kind of making the decisions. And I think I realized that there's not a ton of people that know what's going on and these local town boards and commissions. Not a ton of people show up. And it's an open opportunity really for anyone to come. They can speak at a public comment. They can meet members of these different boards because they're all just regular citizens like you.
Right.
And there's a real opportunity there to get your voice out. And I was the only young person really talking about things affecting young people in my town at the time. And that's what led me to reforming this group called the Youth Commission about 8 years ago. And it's still going today. And it's the opportunity in town for young people to participate in government activities.
Yeah, and it should be noted, you know, you ran and lost for the Board of Appeals, and then you were sort of appointed to it and then ran and won, and then this time around I think you got the most votes. So I like the fact that you didn't get instant success and that you weren't deterred. I mean, there's a lot of good lessons here. You know, I'm curious because you say, you know, people just got to go and they got to get involved in the process. And I have the fear over, like, local media. We don't have enough local media to cover these events, and you can get a lot of power run amok if there's no check and balance. So I think from both a media and a participation standpoint, it's really, really important to get involved. The questions I have is, why do you think there are, it's sort of a two-parter, and I'm not supposed to ask two-parters, but I can't help it here. Why aren't there more young people getting involved is A, and the B is, why aren't there more Republicans in Connecticut running for office?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, on the first part about young people getting involved with local government, I think there's no civic education on these local governments. A lot of the New England style of government, you know, boards of selectmen and aldermen go back hundreds of years, and it's kind of an old style. People think that there's just mayors and a town council or a city council, but it can get a lot more complicated than that. And there's not an easy way to learn about it as a young person. It's definitely not taught in the schools. There's always a focus on what happens at the federal level, but not much discussion about the policies that affect local education or the roads or the taxes that, you know, from a young person, my parents are paying. It doesn't seem as exciting. It's not as maybe controversial as national politics, but as you get more involved, you realize that there's actually plenty of controversy going on at local levels and plenty of, infighting and things that go on, which is just a consequence of there being two major parties.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people tell me there are more Republicans out there than you think. Why aren't Republicans, you know, that's a young person answer. Is it the same answer for why there aren't more Republicans running?
Well, it's easy to get intimidated. I mean, I think there were a bunch of races for the state house in this last election that were unopposed. And Democrats won them because a Republican didn't put their name forward. And I think you said a few minutes ago, before you had me on, that there's, you know, these kind of two parties, and it's good to have two parties running against each other just because it creates competition. It creates interest and it gets more people involved in the process. So I think the Republican Party has to find as many people as possible to run in these different areas, even if they think it's unwinnable, just to keep their message out there. And I think ultimately it's probably good for both parties to have that kind of thing going on.
Liam Manea, a 24-year-old Republican serving on the Brookfield Zoning Board of Appeals here on Bryan & Company, UConn grad. A couple of quick questions for you before we let you go. One is, I know from the article, energy is a big deal. Like, let's put your, you know, like the big boy political hat on. Do you have any thoughts on, because I don't have an answer, so it's not a leading question, how we can make energy more affordable in a place like Connecticut?
Well, there's one area of it that's buried in PURA dockets, and it has to do with the power procurement process that the major utilities go through. So they'll procure electricity through a wholesale marketplace, but they won't do it directly. They'll do it through third-party suppliers. And that, I believe, is a place where these third-party suppliers can tack on risk premiums and profits that we end up having to pay for, even though the utility is passing through those costs. So I think that's one area that has been overlooked a bit. I know that the Senate Republicans have been pushing pretty hard on moving the public benefits charge off of electric bills and onto the state budget, which I can see there being some good arguments for. And the thing that initially energized me with all this is we have a gas pipeline system in New England, and we have an electric system that's kind of reliant on it. And when that gas system is constrained in the winter, that leads to really high prices on the electricity side. Mm-hmm. So there's a not necessarily a gas supply issue, I'd say, in New England, but maybe a gas coordination issue between the pipeline system and the electric system. And the better those two are correlated and organized, and things are planned out more in advance, and the financial incentives all line up, the less volatility we're going to see on the electric side, and that'll lead to lower rates.
Real quick, to the degree that you would share, I mean, like, what are your ambitions? Where do you want to go with this?
Well, I'm a big fan of state government. I think there's a lot of parts of it that are overlooked. Like, when I was a kid, I never heard anything about what was going on in the state legislature, aside from a tour that we did of the Capitol, I think in the fourth grade. So I don't really know about that yet. I'm still focused on work, and I've been balancing a lot of things at home here with the ZBA and the Youth Commission Energy Advisory Board, but maybe down the line I'd consider something in the state legislature.
Nice. Yeah, you work at ISO New England, is that it?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, listen, thanks for coming on, Liam. I really appreciate it. Let's stay in touch and keep talking, and we'll do it again down the road.
Thank you very much, Brian. It was a real pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure. Pleasure's here as well. Liam Manea, again, he's a 24-year-old UConn grad serving on the Brookfield Zoning Board of Appeals. And just wanted to highlight that the Current did a nice piece on him, and the Connecticut Republicans sort of highlighted him because it's a good example of, you know, young person getting involved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.